Honoring a legacy, USS John F. Kennedy makes final voyage to Port of Brownsville. Special to BTXSentinel.com, Brownsville, Texas, February 10, 2025. Clear skies and fair weather welcomed spectators gathered along the shores of South Padre Island's Isla Blanca Park on February 2 to bid farewell to the storied USS John F. Kennedy, CV 67. As she entered the Brownsville Ship Channel for dismantling and recycling at International Shipbreaker LTD. Commissioned in 1968 and decommissioned in 2007, the JFK served the U.S. Navy with distinction for nearly four decades. Among those present to see the vessel's final journey was Harlingen resident Richard McAweek, a former sonar technician who served 6 years in the Navy. While acknowledging the bittersweet nature of the occasion, McAweek emphasized the importance of repurposing the vessel's high-quality steel. The Port of Brownsville is important as the destination for ships of this quality. The steel that was used was high quality, and the workforce down here is highly skilled. As hard as it is to say, I would rather see her cut up and reused in other projects rather than sitting at the bottom of the sea, said McAweek. Gunnar and Tennessee McCurdy, brothers from Elsa, Texas, proudly brought an American flag to the event. They reminisced about their father's military service and the significance of the USS John F. Kennedy's arrival. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to see the last conventionally powered carrier, said Tennessee. It's sad it wasn't turned into a museum ship, but it's great to get to see it. The Port of Brownsville has earned a reputation as the premier site for the recycling of retired U.S. Navy aircraft carriers and warships. Home to three major ship recycling facilities, the port accounts for over 85% of the U.S. Navy and the U.S. Maritime Administration ship recycling market that creates hundreds of good-paying jobs in the Rio Grande Valley. Since 2014, the port has welcomed six aircraft carriers for recycling, including the USS Forrestal, USS Constellation, USS Saratoga, USS Ranger, USS Independence, and USS Kitty Hawk. These historic vessels have joined an exclusive and growing group making their final voyage to the Port of Brownsville. Also among the visitors were Richard Mullen, John Fitzgerald, and Mark Gimla, Navy veterans who first met while serving aboard the USS John F. Kennedy from 1989 to 1993. They recalled their experiences, including a Tiger Cruise, a special program allowing family and friends to join sailors on board and experience life at sea. Fitzgerald reflected on the profound impact of his first encounter with the ship. One of my biggest memories was coming right out of training and you learn about these ships, but the minute you pull up in a taxi and look up at the ship for the first time, it's just unbelievable. You'll never imagine what I felt and how big that ship was, said Fitzgerald. The arrival of the JFK at the Port of Brownsville marks another chapter in the port's proud legacy of supporting the responsible recycling of historic naval vessels, ensuring their materials continue to serve future generations.